All right. Today we're going to start the sugya of Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah. This comes up Kufi Yudal Ramad Beis because the Mishnah on the bottom of Kufi Yudal Ramad Aleph tells us about karpas. So what does it say about karpas? He wheel the fun of mitabel b'chazar shemigel prepares a pas. They bring him a vegetable and he takes the vegetable and he dips the vegetable and that vegetable that he dips is a chazaris. It's a lettuce. He dips the lettuce, the Mishnah talks about it, just gives that as an example. And then later on, Ivi Lefan Matzah v'chazeres v'charosu shnei tavshilin. Again, later on. Hi. Oh, later on, he's going to have lettuce again. And why does he have chazeres later on? Because that's the mitzvah of maror. And then we saw that we already discussed the end of the Mishnah, whether charosis is a mitzvah, what the nature of the mitzvah is, whether there's a birch mitzvah, the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos versus the Rambam Mishnah Torah. Good, we discussed that last time. But the Mishnah says that you can have chazeres as karpas, and then you vayter have chazeres again as maror. So Amresh Lakish Zosomeres Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah. It must be, you see from this Mishnah, that in order to be Mekayim a mitzvah, you need Kavanah for the mitzvah. How do you see that from this Mishnah? Because otherwise it wouldn't make sense to have maror again later in the Seder. If you already ate lettuce for karpas, even though you aren't trying to do the mitzvah of maror at the time, but you ate lettuce. So if you ate lettuce, you're ready to make the mitzvah maror. What's going to be the kunz of eating lettuce again later on? You're ready to make the mitzvah. So Elamai, it must be you were not mekayim the mitzvah the first time. If you were not mekayim the mitzvah, why weren't you mekayim the mitzvah the first time? Because you didn't have kavanah l'shem mitzvah. And that's why you need to eat lettuce again later on in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of maror. That's Reish Lakish's comment that you see mitzvah suchs kavanah. The Gemara questions Reish Lakish twice. The first question the Gemara asks on Reish Lakish is, nah, maybe mimai dilma liol mitzvah sein shrichs kavana. Maybe really one could argue that you don't need kavana l'shei mitzvah to be yotzei the mitzvah. Maybe really you are yotzei the mitzvah of maror with the karpas. Why then do we do it twice if we're already yotzei the mitzvah? Maybe that's only d'lahavu keira l'tinokos, just to make it that the children will be cognizant of what's going on and it will be a hacker, they'll ask questions. So says the Gemara, no, if that were the case, then why would it tell me an example? If the whole point of doing a second dipping is just to get the kids involved, then why would the second dipping be with lettuce also? Let the second dipping be with shar yarukos. Let the other dipping be with some other vegetable. So Gemara says, no, the Mishnah is trying to teach me a chiddush, that we're so focused on having the children ask questions that even if all you've got is lettuce, you dip the same vegetable twice. Even though you already owe the mitzvah maror the first time. Because that's how badly we want the kids to ask questions. So that was one question on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, how could you prove from our Mishnah mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah? Maybe our Mishnah is mitzvah saying Shrichas Kavanah, and the only reason you're double dipping, you're dipping twice the lettuce, is the Hakir Latinokos. The second kasha on Reish Lakish is that there's a braisa, beferish a braisa, where the braisa says, achlan below miskavein yatsa. Pretty clear cut. The braisa says, if you eat the maror without having kavanah l'shem mitzvah, you're yotzei. So very clearly the braisa says, mitzvos ain't shrichos kavanah. So how could you, Reish Lakish, tell me that we see from the Mishnah mitzvos shrichos kavanah, the braisa says explicitly, mitzvos ain't shrichos kavanah. So says Gemara, he can answer that very easily. He understands, Reish Lakish understands, that it's a machlokes tanaim. That it's a machlokes tanaim whether mitzvos shrichos kavanah or mitzvos ain't shrichos kavanah. And he paskins like the Shita, the mitzvos shrichos kavanah. He understands that our Mishnah holds like the Shita, the mitzvos shrichos kavanah. And in Achinami, the bright soul holds mitzvos ain't shrichos kavanah. Good. The whole discussion of mitzvah shrichas kavanah, mitzvah sein shrichas kavanah, as it appears here on Daf Kuf Yodalid Amud Beis. The Gemara goes back later on the Amud after discussing what shnei tavshilin are, giving four different shitos of what would qualify shnei tavshilin. The Gemara goes back to discuss the brachos on karpas. I mean, if you're using lettuce as karpas, should you make the brach of al achilas maror at that time as well? Because you're eating something that is maror and it is the Seder night, so certainly you can say the Bor Pi Adam at the Karpas. Should you say the Alach is maror then as well? So the Gemara toward the bottom says that Pshita Hechadika Shar Yirakos Mevarich Shar Yirakos Bor Pi Adam Va'achel Va'adam Mevarich Alach is maror Va'achel. Clearly, if you're going to have something else as Karpas, if you're going to have potatoes is karpas. It's my family's minhag. Or if you can have, let's say, celery, I know some families have, or parsley, some families have. Bananas, Rabbi Tait's minhag to have bananas as karpas, to teach the children that bananas are hadama. So Yidavka uses bananas as karpas in salt water. It sounds kind of nasty, but okay, potatoes in salt water is very good. But in fact, it's too good. You're supposed to eat less than a kazayas of karpas. So the problem is everyone's hungry, everyone wants to eat more than a kazayas. But karpas is supposed to be wheat paskin, should be less than a kazayas. Unless you're a Rambam Jew, the Rambam held the karpas should be more than a kazayas. But most, unless you hold like, you know, unless you're a real brisker, you know, typically we assume not that way. We assume to eat less than kazayas for karpas. But anyway, so if you're having some other vegetable, potatoes or celery or bananas as karpas, so then you say burpi adam at your karpas, and later on in the meal, when you get to the maror, you'll say an alachilas maror. But let's say leka ela chasa. Let's say all you got is lettuce. You have no other vegetable. So what should you do? We already discussed that you're still going to eat twice. You're going to eat once for karpas and once for maror. Hechidavi akeru letinokos. When do you make the respective brachos? Now, Baruch Pri Adam is no brainer. You got to say the Baruch Pri Adam on the first time, right? That's obvious. What about the second time? The bracha of alachilas maror. Do you do that the first time or the second time? Samar afunu mevarich me kara amor bar pri adam va'achil ulubsof mevarich le alachilas maror va'achil. He says, still do the same way. You make a bar pri adam on the first time, because that's you're eating betoras karpas, and the second one, you eat betoras maror, that you make the alachilas maror. Maskevlo Rav Chisda la'achar shemile kreso emenu chozer mevarich ala. Does that make sense? You're going to make a bracha of alachilas maror after you already ate a whole bunch of it earlier on in the meal? It doesn't make sense that you're going to, that after you've already eaten it, then you're going to go and make a bracha of alachilas maror. Ela am Rav Chisda, so rather Rav Chisda says, meikara mevarich ala bar pri adama. Initially, you make the bracha of bar pri adama and the bracha of alachilas maror, and you eat it. Below bracha, and then you eat later on without a bracha. You eat later on the maror without making a without saying any bracha. Good. That's how Rav Chisda suggests to do. Yeah. Bar Pri Adama, right. The point is that it should be Bar Pri Adama. Tosos raises the issue, well, wait a second, shouldn't you have to make another Bar Pri Adama? What happens in between the Karpas and the Maror? Everything. You know, the whole Haggadah happens in between the Karpas and the Maror. So shouldn't that be enough reason to have to say another bracha? Isn't that enough of a hefsek? Tosos raises the question. V'nira de'ein sarach levarach bar pri adam afgav da haggadah havi hefsek k'de preach the el v'lo mifta b'bracha shal tibur rishon mikol makom birch samotzi potarta davalu dvar mabam mitoch suda machma suda shayi rakos gorin alev v'karle nami lemar paperis hapas. He says, nah, this is, it's like having a salad in your meal. When you set a hamotzi, so the hamotzi covers for the salad that you have in your meal. V'cheinam b'ketzim revarachim bracha staf mem base. Birech alapas, paters or parparas. So parparas would the maror would qualify, the lettuce would qualify as parparas. Now there is the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Tovelim, which is quite a chiddush at the end of Tosfos. We're going to have to discuss in more detail at some point. V'arav Rabbi Yosef Tovelim kasav besidro lama shari rakos ba'in tchila liftar chazeres mi bracha ru'uyala. That why is it that we do karpas at all? Just so that we won't have to say a bracha on the maror. We won't have to say a bracha bar pri adam on the maror. Velesa, dam yishma kera bayin. He says, but that's not true. The real reason why we do karpas is, as the Gemara said, mishum hekera, just so that we can dip two things and have the kids ask questions. Velo shayich kan chavilos elo betrei mili. And he says, I don't think that's called a violation of chavilos anyway. I mean, he's assuming, what's Rav Yosef Tovelim's problem with saying a bar pri adama and an alachilos maror on the maror? Why can't you do that? Because it's going to be a violation of enos and mitzvos. Chavilos, chavilos. So he says, nah, it's only chavilos if it's two different things. Va'od Rav Chisda mevarich shtei en achazeres. And plus, Rav Chisda's shita is that's what you do. Rav Chisda's shita is that you say the Baruch Pri Adama and the alachilos maror on the lettuce. So according to Rav Yosef Tovelim, that should be a violation of chavilos. Va'od demashmad lo patel epas And third issue is, well, why wouldn't the hamotzi cover you anyway? Why would you have to make a bar pri adama on the mar? Shouldn't it be called parparas apas? And he says, yeah, but maybe it's not called parparas apas. But three kashas on Rav Yosef Tovelim. So we're going to have to discuss that in greater detail at some point, hopefully. I'm not sure exactly when, but we're going to have to discuss that unusual shita and how it fits into Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilos in general. Rav Shechter has a very nice piece on it in Eretz HaTzvi. But for now, let's take a look at the sugya of Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana in general. This is one of the Gemaras in Shas where Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana comes up. Let's take a look at some of the other Gemaras where Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana comes up. Now, from our sugya, what emerges? Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. What would you say from our sugya? Well, what clearly emerges is that there's a machlokas, that it's machlokas tanaim, and that it's a machlokas amaraim. Right, we have the machlokas tanaim because that was the only way Reish Lakish could defend himself, was by saying that yes, it's machlokas tanaim. Our mishnah is against a brisa somewhere, and Reish Lakish seems to say, and our star mishnah takes a stand. Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. It sounds like Reish Lakish holds that way. Those that are asking on Reish Lakish seem to assume that mitzvos ein Shrichas Kavana. So a clear conclusion from our Gemara does not seem that we have. Right, it does not seem that we have a clear conclusion from our Gemara, but at least that there is a machlokas tanaim and a machlokas amaraim. Let's see if any other Gemaras can help us out. Let's start with the Gemara in Brachos doesn't mention it directly, so let's start with the Gemara in Maseches Erevin. I'll take the shortest one. The Gemara in Maseches Erevin, source number 3. Ela gadam Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak makom yesh barosh sharoi lahniach bo shtei tefillin. That there's enough room on a person's head that he could put two pairs of tefillin on a person's head. Some people, one of my talmidim in the high school shiur told me today that his father wears two sets of tefillin at the same time. He wears Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam together at the same time. Because Malkum Yesh Barosh, he has two very small pairs of tefillin, and he wears them both together. Hachanami Malkum Yesh Biyachroi Laniach for Shnei Tefillin. There's room on the arm as well for Shnei Tefillin. Tanud Bei Menashe, Al Yadach Zuki Bores. Just to identify where it is that we put on tefillin. Seicha, Amrit v'Rabbiyani, Makom shechamos shaltinu grofes. That's the spot on the forehead. So leim v'drav shumbar v'yitzchak mefrid tanakam alasli drav shumbar v'yitzchak v'mumi alisli drav shumbar v'yitzchak. Lo dekli amisli drav shumbar v'yitzchak. So the Gemara is discussing what's the context of the Gemara in Erevin when we're talking about Malkum Yesh Barosh Laniach Shtei Tefillin. What we're talking about is where you find tefillin out in the middle of nowhere and it's Shabbos and you can't carry, so you need to save the tefillin. So what are you going to do? You put the tefillin on to bring them inside. Right, you're not supposed to be, but the tefillin are lying out there, so they're going to be destroyed otherwise. No, you find two pairs, okay. You can bring them in. You don't have to be machna zug zug, you can bring two pairs of tefillin in at a time. So he says maybe the machlokas over there is whether Shabbos is man tefillin or Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. V'ibay seyma dekuli alma Shabbos zman tefillin. Maybe everyone agrees Shabbos really is the zman tefillin. V'acha b'mitzvah shrichs kavana kamifilgi. Tanakama sover lotzeis bayi kavana. Ramuel sover lo bayi kavana. Question is, in order to be yotzei the mitzvah, do you need kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah? Or do you not need to be yotzei the mitzvah? So essentially, what's the Gemara saying over there? That there is a machlokas tanaim whether Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, Mitzvah Zayin Shrichas Kavana. The Gemara over there clearly associates this issue with a Machlokas Tanaim. Again, doesn't take a clear stand which way to Paskin, but just says that there is this Machlokas Tanaim, whether Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, Mitzvah Zayin Shrichas Kavana. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is a much more elaborate Gemara, and if you were to summarize what is the topic of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, what would you say is the topic? Which klal are we discussing primarily in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? You would say that it's about kavana. The Gemara is about several things. It seems to be more primarily a sugi about Shemaya Ka'ona, first of all, and a sugi about Baltosif. But in the context of the sugya about Shemaya Kohana and the sugya about Baltosif, in that broader context, the Gemara discusses Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana as well. The Gemara talks about whether in order to violate Bal Tosif, you need to have kavana to be doing the mitzvah. What if you don't have kavana to be doing the mitzvah? Meaning, the Gemara associates the machlokas of mitzvah strichs kavana, mitzvah sein strichs kavana, with whether you would need kavana to violate Bal Tosif. Maybe if you hold mitzvah strichs kavana, then you're not in violation of Bal Tosif unless you have kavana to be doing the mitzvah multiple times or an extra time. Right? Meaning if you hold that in order to get credit for the mitzvah you need kavana, maybe to be punished for doing the mitzvah extra, you also need kavana, the Gemara suggests. And the Gemara says, no, maybe lot says lo bai kavana, lav or bai kavana. Maybe they've they play by different rules. Maybe to get credit for the mitzvah you don't need kavana, but to violate the mitzvah, you do need kavana. Or maybe, to violate Bal Tosif, rather, you do need kavana. Or maybe, violation of Bal Tosif really will depend on when it is. Is it still the Zman Mitzvah, or is it not the Zman Mitzvah? Maybe it depends on context. Maybe if it's Bizmano, you don't need kavana. Shalom Bizmano, you do need kavana. But again, in that Gemara, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara, again, assumes that the issue of mitzvah srichas kavana, mitzvah zain srichas kavana, is a machlokas. Does not seem to come to a very clear conclusion, lahalacha. So what we're going to try to discuss first, before we even get into how we paskin the mitzvah srichas kavana, mitzvah zain srichas kavana, what we're going to try to get into first over here is what is the logic of mitzvah srichas kavana. What are the mechanics of mitzvah srichas kavana? Meaning there are several ways that one could look at why it is that you would need kavana in order to be yotzei mitzvah. One way to look at it is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just telling us to do an action. He's telling us to do an action and have something in mind. That it's all part of the mitzvah. That kavana is part of the mitzvah. If you hold ein srichas kavana, right, then the way you might understand it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care what you're thinking. He's demanding actions. He's not demanding thoughts of us, for the most part, except for those mitzvahs that are thought-related mitzvahs. But for the most part, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is demanding action. He's not demanding thought, right? That's generally one simple way of understanding the machlokas. Srichos kavana means Hashem cares about what we're thinking. Ein srichos kavana means Hashem doesn't care about what we're thinking. Is it possible to suggest otherwise? Is there any other way to understand what the machlokas is between srichas kavana and srichas kavana? Aside from Hashem cares about what we're thinking versus Hashem doesn't care about what we're thinking.
Our own feeling to a mitzvah? I don't know.
What do you mean?
Whether or not somebody, I don't know, in case of mitzvah, somebody, you know, pulls a chauffeur and not, he just, you know, he likes the sound, right? So
yeah.
To him, he's not doing anything special. But if he says, oh wow, it's a mitzvah, to him he's doing something special. So it's not, it's also subtracting the person.
So the machlokas is about?
About the feeling when you do a mitzvah. His feeling.
Whether you need that feeling.
Whether you need that feeling, yeah.
But that seems
that
very similar. I mean, the machlokas is whether Hashem wants you to be having that feeling or having that focus. Or Hashem just wants you to do the mitzvah. And that feeling is an extra. It's nice. It's a hidur. It's a mitzvah min amuvchar or whatever. But it's not really. So whether that's makif, meaning whether that's part of the mitzvah, whether the thought is part of the mitzvah. Yeah, I think that's very similar to what we were saying, though. I mean, whether the kavana is part of the mitzvah or not, the answer is kavana. Would just say kavana doesn't matter. The other way, or one possible other way to understand it, is that maybe kavana matters according to everybody. That for sure the focus on the mitzvah is critical. But maybe when you do a mitzvah without having anything in particular in mind, right? If you do a mitzvah without having anything in particular in mind, we assume that mistama you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. That why else would you be doing it? Obviously you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. So you may not have reoriented yourself to specifically focus on doing it l'shem mitzvah, but obviously you're doing l'shem mitzvah. Why else would you be picking up a branch and a citrus fruit or whatever? So even without that, maybe mitzvah sein srichas kavana doesn't say that kavana is totally irrelevant. Kavana is relevant. But we assume a concept of stama l'shma. We have such a concept in Kachin of stama l'shma. What does it mean, stama lishma? You bring carbon chatas, and you're not having anything in mind. You're not having in mind l'shem chatas. So we assume, yes, stama lishma. How else would you be bringing carbon chatas? You know, as long as you're not having in mind l'shem asham or shlamim or whatever. So we assume, the stama, it's l'shem chatas. So maybe that's how mitzvahs ein tzrichus kavana works, according to the shita that ein tzrichus kavana. Of course, the Kodesh Baruch Hu demands kavana. But the kavana is assumed. L'may nafkamina, whether the sheet of Mitzvah Shrikh's Kavanah just holds that Kavanah is totally irrelevant, or Mitzvah Shrikh's Kavanah means that Kavanah is assumed. Nafkamina would be, what if a person bidafka doesn't have Kavanah? He does the mitzvah bidafka thinking, I don't want to do this L'shem mitzvah. So new, play it out. If you assume that Kavanah is irrelevant, Hashem doesn't demand Kavanahs from us. Hashem demands action. He doesn't care about our kavanas. So would you be yotzei when you're doing a dafka shalol l'shem mitzvah? Yeah, you did the action. Kavanah is irrelevant. It's the same thing as kavanah. Kavanah is nothing. The action is all we care about. But if you assume that Hashem does care about the kavanah, it's just that we assume stama l'shma. That probably you meant to do l'shma. If someone would have stopped you and said, why are you doing this? And you would have actually thought about it for a second, of course you would have said l'shem mitzvah. You just didn't take the time to think that you're doing l'shem mitzvah. But of course, if someone would have had, of course you, if you would have had time to orient yourself, it would have been l'shem mitzvah. And that's good enough. That's the stama l'shma. Well then, if you're doing it p'davka, having in mind, not l'shem mitzvah, what they call kavana hefeches, opposite kavana. Kavana not to do the mitzvah, well, then you wouldn't be able to do the mitzvah. Right? That's the basic kira in mitzvahs, tzrichas kavanah or not. Another nafkamina might be, is there any, let's say you assume mitzvah saying tzrichas kavanah, that you don't need kavanah in shem mitzvah. Is there a maila to have kavanah? Is it better to have kavanah? So if you hold, let's play it out. If you hold that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care about your kavanas, all he wants is your maisa. That's all he's worried about. So then maybe it's irrelevant whether you have kavanah or not. There's no maila in having kavanah because the whole point is just Hashem cares about the action. Hashem doesn't care about the kavanah. But if you hold that Hashem does care about the kavanah, it's just that he's willing to assume stama l'shma. He's willing to assume that when you do it with a blank mind, that you probably really want to do it l'shma. Well, then certainly better than doing it with a blank mind, with nothing in your head, is doing it with something in your head, having in mind that you want to do it l'shem mitzvah. Okay, that might be enough kavanah. That also might not be enough kavanah. Before we say why that might not be enough kavanah, let's take a look at the tour. The tour in Tavkuf Petas writes. The Ritzke is pasuk kirava, the mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana. The Ritzke is paskins, we don't need kavana for mitzvahs. Vitokea l'shir yotza. And therefore, if you're blowing the shofar because you like the way it sounds, you yotze the mitzvah. Umisasek kainu time of the yotza. And you know why umisasek is not yotze? What's misasek? What's the difference between misasek versus not having kavana? You familiar with the concept of misasek? Important concept is Hilchos Shabbos. The concept of misasek is that not only are you not intending to accomplish a mitzvah with this action, or accomplish an avera with this action, or not only are you not focused on what you are accomplishing with this action, you don't even realize you're doing this action. Let's say in Shabbos, if you do an avera b'shogeg, that is much worse than doing an avera b'misasek. What's an avera b'shogeg? What's an example? Give me an example of how one turns on a light b'shogeg on Shabbos. What does it mean? What? He thought it was a weekday. Forgot that it was Shabbos. So he turned on the light. But if you would have asked him, what are you doing? He would say, I am turning on a light. Why are you turning on a light? Because it's Tuesday. No, it's Shabbos. Oh, I didn't realize. Right? That's shogeg. He knows what he's doing. He just doesn't know that it's Shabbos. Or he may know that it's Shabbos, but he may have never learned that turning on lights is aser. What are you doing? I'm turning on a light. Don't you know it's Shabbos? Yes. Why are you turning on the light? Because what's wrong with turning on a light on Shabbos? I read through the whole 39 list of 39 melachos, and I didn't see you turn on the light on one of the as part of the list. So I'm allowed to do it. That would be shogeg. Ms. Asik would be, what are you doing? I have no idea. I'm just walking. I didn't know. I'm just here. How can you turn on a light without even realizing what you're doing? What? The bathroom? You have a sleep, right? You're not even conscious of anything. And you just naturally... Or, there's a better example of it nowadays. Motion sensor. You don't realize there's a motion sensor there. You're just walking. You're not even trying... What are you doing? Someone asks you, what are you doing? Would you say turning on a light? No, I'm walking. But don't you see there's a little red light going on that sensor over there that sees you, the camera or whatever that sees... I have no idea. I'm just walking. So that would be misasik.
If you knew that there was a little red thing,
then maybe different, because then you're conscious of what you're doing. Misasik is total. You're totally not even conscious of the action that you're doing. And it's true of averus. It's true of mitzvos as well, right? It's true of mitzvos as well. By mitzvos, if you're doing, even if your mitzvah saying shuchs kavana, yeah, you don't have to have kavana that you're doing it l'shei mitzvah, but you at least need to know that you're doing something. Whereas if you're misasik, hainu time to lo yatsa shlo neskavim l'shmoa el tkiya bialma. You're not even trying to hear the tkiya at all. But then the Torah goes on to say that even though we paskin mitzvah saying Srichas Kavana, says the Torah, the Ritzkei is paskin mitzvah saying Srichas Kavana, umiyu mida ashkechon the Rabbi Zeira damar l'shamei yichavin v'takali amrin lo lava l'chadchila yichavin b'mitzvah l'nonas kavin yatsa. Says, but since we find in the Gemara that some people were makpid about Kavana, therefore l'chadchila we should have Kavana. Even though we paskin, you don't need Kavana, l'chadchila we should have Kavana. Now wait a second. We said one of the nafkaminas in this chakira, whether mitzvah saying shrichs kavana means kavana just doesn't matter, or whether it means stam l'shma, is whether it's better to do it with kavana. Well, according to the Ritz Geis, mitzvah saying shrichs kavana, but still it's better to do it with kavana. So shouldn't that show that kavana does matter? And it's not that kavana is irrelevant. It's relevant, but we assume stam l'shma. So maybe that would be a raya, not chakira. Why is it not a good raya? Maybe even if kavana is irrelevant to the kiyum mitzvah, that you get the mitzvah whether you have kavana or not. But there are all sorts of ways that we can make a mitzvah nicer and better and fancier and more appropriate. So maybe just like if you don't have the world's nicest esrog, you're mekayim the mitzvah, but it's still better to have a nicer esrog. So maybe we view kavana in the same way. That you don't need kavana for the mitzvah. To get credit for the mitzvah, all you need is the maisa mitzvah. But kavana is certainly an enhancement of the mitzvah. It's certainly something that makes it nicer or better. That's one reason why I don't think there's a raya. Another reason why I think it's not a raya is that there's another good explanation of why we would suggest l'chadchila you should have kavan, even if we paskin mikra dinei tzrichas kavan. Because even if you want to paskin mitzvah saying tzrichas kavan, you cannot deny that it was machlokas hamarayim whether tzrichas kavan or ain't tzrichas kavan. You cannot deny that it was machlokas tanayim whether tzrichas kavan or ain't tzrichas kavan. This was a machlokas that went on for generations and generations and generations. So good, as a rishon, you want to take a stand, Ritzkeis, and you want to say ain't tzrichas kavan? That's fine! But you might still be sensitive to the fact that there is a significant group of Tanaim and Amoraim that held the other way. And therefore, what would you try to do, even if you're going to take a stand? Say, l'charchila, try to be Yotze Kol HaDeos. I said, l'charchila matter, might as well satisfy all those other Shitos and Tanaim and Amoraim. So it may not be a statement about the lamdus of Ein Tzrichas Kavana, that the kavana still matters, but stumble shma. No, it's not about the lamdus of Ein Tzrichas Kavana. What's it about? To be machmir, to have kavana l'chadchila? It's about satisfying the other shita. It's about satisfying the shita of Tzrichas Kavana. That's what it's really about. Yeah?
When we say, we're not sure, let's say by shofar, we're not sure if mitzvah sirkos kavanah or not.
Right.
So if one blows the shofar, let's say without kavanah, right? And you're resuffing whether he was yotze or not. According to him, we're not sure if he's doing the mitzvah sirkos kavanah. So why don't we apply that for sure sirkos kavanah because mitzvah derives to the chumra. Then suffix derives to the chumra.
You're assuming it's a suffix.
It's a suffix. We're not sure if we're the Gemara.
The Gemara is machlokas. Not even machlokas is a suffix. Sometimes it's just paskin.
The Gemara doesn't. I mean, I don't know. Based on the Gemara, do we paskin any of these Gemara?
Yeah, but Rishonim. Even if the Gemara doesn't paskin directly, Rishonim will paskin based on what they think are rayos from other Gemaras, or klalei apsak. You know, which view they think is the majority view, whether there's stam mishnah, all sorts of klalei apsak. It doesn't necessarily make it a suffix. It might be. In this case, it really might be, as we'll see when we get to the halacha, that it might be a suffix. But it's, you can't necessarily assume that it's a suffix. Now, if you take a quick look at the Me'iri in Maseches Horios, Afal pisha mitzvos ein tzrichas kavana, ro'i la'adam shlo lahatir es haratzua bekach. V'shalol lasos es ha-mitzvah derech hergel v'derech priruk ol. Ele derech chiba u'bekavani yaseira. What's Meiri saying? He's saying, I pask in mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana. But don't take that too far. Don't get carried away with that. Because if you hold mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, you might get carried away and say, you know what? It doesn't really matter how I do the mitzvah. I don't have to focus at all. I don't have to be at all God-focused. I don't have to do it with any love. He says, you should still do the mitzvah with love. You should still be thinking about Hashem. V'zeu she'darshu ki yisharim darkei Hashem v'tzadikim yelchu bam u'poshim yikashlu bam. And that's the famous drasha the Gemara has on the pasuk yisharim darkei Hashem, that the ways of Hashem are just. Tzadikim yelchu bam, tzadikim follow the ways of Hashem, poshim yikashlu bam, and poshim stumble in the ways of Hashem. What does it mean? Mashal shnei bnei adam, it's like two people that both roast their carbon pesach. One does it l'shem mitzvah and one does it l'shem achil gasa. You have two people eating carbon pesach. One is saying, awesome, I love shawarma. And the other one is saying, I love mitzvahs. I love doing the mitzvah of carbon pesach. So one guy's eating l'shem mitzvah and one guy's doing l'shem achil gasa. They're both doing the mitzvah. And if mitzvah says it's kavana, they're both yotzei the mitzvah. But one of them is called Tzadikim Yelchuba. You mean Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavanah? What do you want from the guy? He's eating it and he loves it. He's doing it because he loves the shawarma. What do you want from the guy? He's doing the mitzvah. Poshim Yikash Lubav. So the Gemara says, Hai Poshaya Karizalei? How could you call the guy a Poshaya? He's doing the mitzvah. The Gemara asks the Kasha. Gemara says, Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar Lo Kavid. He's doing the mitzvah, but he's not doing the mitzvah in a muvcha. So again, what do you see from this Me'iri? That even if you have mitzvah se'ein srichas kavana, the mitzvah min ha-muvcha is to do it with kavana. But from the Me'iri, what you see is the first derech that I mentioned before. Right, I mentioned before, on the surface it seems that we have a raya from the Torah that you should always try to have kavana anyway. That the lamdus of Ein Srichas Kavana is that Hashem really does care about Kavana but assumes Tam L'Shma. And I said, no, there are two ways to reject that Raya. One way to reject that Raya is that maybe Ein Srichas Kavana means Kavana is totally irrelevant to your Kiyama Mitzvah. But you know why you need Kavana? You know why L'Chad Chil you should have Kavana? Because it's a Hidur, it's nice, it's good, it's appropriate, it's the frum thing to do. The other way to reject that Raya is we're just trying to satisfy the other Shita. We're just trying to satisfy the other Shita. What you see from the Me'iri is that it's not just about trying to satisfy the other Shita. It's about it being a Hidur, it's about it being appropriate, it's about it being attitudinal, having the right attitude, having the right... Legabi, the Kiyum HaMitzvah, Kavan is irrelevant. But we want more than just a bare bones Kiyum. We don't want just a Mitzvah Miyakavit. We want a Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. We want a purposeful, focused, positive experience type of mitzvah. So that's what you see from the Me'iri in Horios. So again, either way, it's not a raya as to the lamdus of tzrichas kavan or ein tzrichas kavan. The better raya, the lamdus of what, why ein tzrichas kavan. The better raya is going to be when you have kavana afeches. What the Rishonim say about that, when you have kavana dafka not to be yotzei the mitzvah, do you still get the mitzvah? That's going to be the better raya. Now, the next issue we're going to deal with, Be'ezrat Hashem, tomorrow, is whether, if you hold tzrichas kavana, whether there's any value in doing the mitzvah without kavana. So you got to take a look at Tosos over here in Pesachim, Daf Kuftas Vavim Aleph. It's in the Mar Makomos also, I believe. Yeah, in Dibur Maskel Maskel of Chizda, the top Tosos over here. And then we're going to have to define kavana, because the word kavana means different things in different contexts. Like how, you know, people talk about kavanas when they're doing mitzvahs. So is that what kavana means? To have deep kavanos? Or does it mean something smaller? And do maybe certain mitzvahs need different levels of kavana than the very basic level of kavana? Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss those things.